said she was waiting for you to make up your mind.
The police could claim I killed Joan to get her out of the way. Oh, they'll dream up some motive.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Steve. I'll come in with you. I don't think you did it, and I've as much at stake as you in finding the murderer.
Thanks, Roy. But we've got to work fast.
I want to talk to Marcia. She had a pretty good motive for killing Joan.
Yes, jealousy is still fashionable, Roy. That's a good lead.
You'd better quiz Ben. See what you can find.
He's been pretty anxious to call the police. I wonder what he's hiding.
Suppose you rattle a skeleton or two in his closet, Steve. Maybe we'll come up with a murderer.
Any clues so far, Steve?
It's not very encouraging, Ben.
Remember our agreement. Midnight's the deadline.
You know, Ben, I've completely neglected to ask you some rather important questions.
Hmm? Now, what's on your mind, Steve?
Well, for one thing, how come you happened to find Joan's body?
I'll tell that to the police.
Oh, I'm trying to clear myself of suspicion of murder, Ben.
Make a very bad debating partner. Why not question Roy Benson?
Now, listen, Ben, this is no idle business transaction. You've accused me of murder. It might be decent enough to explain why I should be so certain of your innocence.
Suppose I call the police. Right now, Steve, let them settle the question of where the guilt belongs.
You promised to hold off till midnight.
Very well, then, but you might do better trying to clear yourself than just standing here arguing.
Goodbye.
Where are you going?
I have an appointment with an executioner. Want to come along?
Is Roy waiting in the library?
Yes. That's strange.
What's wrong?
The door's locked, but the key is in the lock.
Here, let me open it. Here we are.
Ben, look, there by the table.
Great Scott. It's Benson.
We're too late. He's dead.
It's horrible. The bullet did a thorough job.
Strange we didn't hear the shot.
I used the silencer. It's still on the gun.
No, don't touch it, Ben. Leave it for the police.
I want to apologize, Steve. You're completely innocent.
How do you know?
Well, it's obvious now. Roy killed Joan, probably because he was incensed at her refusal to marry him again. Then he committed suicide at the realization of what he'd done.
Well, that's a logical explanation, Ben.